destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons, the Transformers.
Robots in disguise,
the Transformers. More than meets the eye, the Transformers.
Listening to the TFG1 Podcast, Supplemental Episode 1, recorded December 19th, 2008. I am your host, Michael Blanchard, and I decided to do a supplemental episode, seeing as how it's right before Christmas, and Episode 2 of the TFG1 Podcast will not air until the day after Christmas, December 26th. In this episode, I'm going to introduce my listeners to a few new segments that I plan on incorporating into the podcast episodes. Number one would be Display Case. I found this idea from Spada on the TF Wire podcast when he and Ryan first took over full hosting duties. When Jesse left, they had introduced this but never really did anything with it afterwards. Display Case will be a segment where I take one or two toys from my Transformers toy collection and just discuss them and talk about what I like about it, what I don't like about it, or what works and what doesn't work. The second new segment I am planning on introducing is the recent DVD acquisitions. This was an idea for a Earth2.net forum thread that I had set up over on www.earth-2.net on their forums. Go to their main page. There's a link on the left-hand side that says forums. Click it and join the forums, please. And this will basically just be talking about whatever DVDs I've recently acquired. And then the last new segment would be Poetry Corner, pimping and plugging my books of poetry as I am a published author. The beginning of this supplemental episode, I'm going to start off by reading the schedule of episodes of the TFG1 podcast so everybody knows what I either have or will be talking about in the podcast. As everyone knows, this is a podcast dedicated to reviewing the entire Generation 1 Transformers cartoon series. Episode 1, which aired this past Friday, December 12th, 2008, I reviewed the episodes More Than Meets the Eye, Parts 1 through 3, Transport to Oblivion, and Roll for It. Episode 2, which will air December 26th, 2008, in that episode, I will be talking about Divide and Conquer, Fire in the Sky, SOS Dinobots, Fire on the Mountain, War of the Dinobots. In episode 3, which will air January 9th, 2009, Happy New Year, everybody. In that episode, I will be reviewing The Ultimate Doom, Parts 1 through 3, Countdown to Extinction, A Plague of Insecticons, and Heavy Metal War. This will close out the very first season of Transformers Generation 1 DVD set. Also, when I do the recap shows, which Episode 4, Season 1 recap, will air January 23rd, 2009. In that episode, I will be recapping like what I like about the box art of the set, menus, how I like the menus and stuff like that. Hopefully on the recap episodes, I will have my buddy and sponsor, Stephen C. Phillips / Megatron, to discuss the recaps. Hopefully I will have Steve on all the recap shows. Episode 5 will air February 6th, 2009. This will serve as my pre-birthday episode, as my birthday is February 9th. In episode 5, I will be talking about these episodes: Autobot Spike, Changing Gears, City of Steel, Attack of the Autobots, and Traitor. In episode 6, which will air on iTunes February 20th, 2009, I will be reviewing The Immobilizer, The Autobot Run, Atlantis Arise, Day of the Machines, and Enter the Nightbird. In episode 7, which will be March 6th, 2009, talking about episodes such as A Prime Problem, The Cure, The Insecticon Syndrome, and Dinobot Island Parts 1 and 2. Folks, please keep in mind, I have divided these episodes into different, it's usually 4, 5, or 6 episodes per podcast episode, depending. I've tried to cut them every 5 or 6 episodes to where the parters, the part 1 and part 2 episodes, are reviewed within the same episode, so hopefully that makes it easier for everybody, because you don't want to end on Dinobot Island Part 1, and then the next episode you pick up with Dinobot Island Part 2. Episode 8 will air March 20th, 2009. In that episode, I will be talking about The Master Builder, Auto Berserk, Microbots, Megatron's Master Plan, Parts 1 and 2. Episode 9, Season 2, Part 5. Oops, I didn't put that in there before. Oh well. Anyway, we'll air... that's not February. April 3rd, 2009. In that episode, Desertion of the Dinobots, Parts 1 and 2, Blaster Blues, A Decepticon Raider in King Arthur's Court, The Golden Lagoon, ooh, a Beachcomber episode. Episode 10 will air April 17th, 2009. In that episode, I'll be talking about The God Gambit, Make Tracks, Child's Play, Quest for Survival, and The Secret of Omega Supreme. Episode 11 will air May 1st, 2009. Oh, same day as X-Men Origins Wolverine comes out. Cool. In that episode, I will be talking about The Gambler, Kremzeek, Sea Change, Triple Takeover, and Prime Target. In episode 12, airing May 15th, 2009, I will be talking about Autobop, The Search for Alpha Trion, The Girl Who Loved Power Glide, and Hoist Goes Hollywood. Episode 13, which will air May 29th, 2009. Holy shit, that's my 10-year high school reunion. Oh lord, that's depressing. In that episode, I will be talking about The Key to Vector Sigma, Parts 1 and 2, Aerial Assault, War Dawn, and Trans-Europe Express. In episode 14, airing June 12th, 2009, I will be talking about Cosmic Rust, Starscream's Brigade, The Revenge of Bruticus, Masquerade, and Bot. Episode 14, with the review of Bot, will be the last episode of Season 2. Season 15. Whoops. Episode 15 is a Season 2 recap, airing June 26th, 2009. Hey, that's the same day that the Transformers 2 movie comes out. Wow, did I really plan that? No, but anyway. Episode 16 is the Transformers 1986 animated movie Roundtable. Now, I haven't really decided on how I'm going to do this. I would like to do it, review it myself, and have a roundtable with Transformers fans like Spada from TF Wire and Mike the Birdman Dodd from This Week in Geek. Also, I will be having my sponsor and friend, Steven C. Phillips from PredaconEmpire.com, on there. I know Steve will be there, and I know Birdman wants to. I have not heard anything from Spada yet. I haven't really decided on how the format's going to go for this episode. Most likely, I would like it to be a DVD commentary where we all watch it and record our thoughts about it, but not really sure. So I will let you know in future episodes. Episode 17. This is the beginning of Season 3, which will air July 24th, 2009. Wow. Huh. Oh well. In this episode, it is dedicated to the Five Faces of Darkness, Parts 1 through 5. Episode 18 will air August 7th, 2009. In that episode, I will be talking about The Killing Jar, Chaos, Dark Awakening, Surprise Party, and Madman's Paradise. Episode 19, airing August 21st, 2009. In that episode, Web World, Carnage in C Minor, Forever is a Long Time Coming, Fight or Flee, and Thief in the Night. Episode 20, airing September 4th, 2009. Starscream's Ghost, Ghost in the Machine, Dweller in the Depths, Nightmare Planet, The Ultimate Weapon. Episode 21, Season 3, Part... Oops. Anyway, airing September 18th, 2009, the big broadcast of 2006, the Quintesson Journal, Only Human, Call of the Primitives, and Grimlock's New Brain. Episode 22, airing October 2nd, 2009. Money is Everything, The Face of Ninjika, The Burden Hardest to Bear, and The Return of Optimus Prime, Parts 1 and 2. This is actually marks the official ending of Season 3. Episode 23 will be a recap show. Episode 24, Episode 23, the Season 3 recap, will air October 16th, 2009. And Episode 24, Season 4, The Rebirth Saga, will air October 30th, 2009. I'm hoping, I don't know if I'll be able to, but I'm hoping to get Steve/Megatron on here from PredaconEmpire.com, my host. To talk about Rebirth. I'm hoping to get Mike the Birdman Dodd from This Week in Geek, but I'm not sure. So we'll just wait and see how that goes. Episode 25, Transformers, the live-action movie, 2007, and Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen, 2009. This episode of the podcast will air Friday the 13th, 2009, November 13th. Hopefully with this one I can do the same thing with as I did with the animated cartoon movie, having a roundtable discussion or commentary with several Transformers fans. I'm not really sure how that's going to work. As far as this supplemental episode goes, I wanted to introduce several new features and see what everybody thinks about them. The first feature is called Display Case. I took this idea from Spada from TF Wire when he and Ryan first took over hosting duties and Jesse left the show for a while. Spada had come up with an idea called Display Case, where they would each talk about one of their favorite or most current Transformers toys to their collection. I'm going to take that idea and discuss my entire collection, not all in one episode, but I'm going to take one to two figures each week and talk about them. And this week, I am taking two from my BotCon 2008 set. The first one being Evil Autobot Optimus Prime. In the Shattered Glass universe, the Autobots are evil and the Decepticons are good. Evil Autobot Optimus is just like Nemesis Prime, the black Nemesis Prime. Really great figure. Excellent transformation into robot mode. He has actually stayed in robot mode. His colors are purple, black on the head, some yellow, and green for the headlights when he's in truck form. He's got some silver and gold on the kneecaps. His legs are not black. They're like a bluish tint, but they kind of look black a little bit, just depending on what type of light hits Prime. He's got nice little battle damage on his windows of his truck. One thing I did like about this, one of his guns, which is a cab roof to the truck, says till all are gone. And I thought that was really, really good. One thing I did like so much about this BotCon set was they added heels to the feet, so it gives the figure more stand-up ability than previous figures that I've owned. So, yeah, there really isn't that bad of a thing to talk about Optimus Prime, or Evil Optimus Prime. He's really cool. Love it. His smokestacks turn into a gun, and I have that in his hand right now. Suavstar, a member of the Earth2.net forums, had suggested to me changing the artwork in the podcast to reflect the toys that I'm talking about. I will not be doing that because that would need to make it an enhanced podcast, and that would limit some of the subscribers to not be able to listen. But what I will do is I will have my sponsor add a subsite to his website, and I will be posting pictures of the toys that I'm reviewing and stuff like that on there. So I'm willing to do that if Steve is willing to do that. The other one I wanted to talk about today in the display case is Evil Autobot Rodimus. Evil Autobot Rodimus is one of Optimus Prime's seekers, one of his three seekers that he has. And the greatest thing about Evil Autobot Rodimus is, even though he is a repaint of Classics Rodimus, he has great articulation, great coloring. I love the black and silver and I think it's red coloring on him. The best thing about him is the way you can tell he's evil is he has a painted-on goatee on his mouth and on his head in robot mode. So that's really cool. I'm not going to transform Rodimus right now because it would take too long and it would end up looking like my BotCon Grimlock figure. I'm just going to go on a little bit of a tangent here, folks. When I got this BotCon set, I was real excited, super excited to get it and everything else. I got it off of eBay for a ridiculous amount of money. I get the Grimlock out, looks really cool in dinosaur mode. I go to transform him. I can't figure it out, so Grimlock and his legs have fallen off like three different times. So Grimlock is standing next to Heroic Decepticon Megatron half-transformed. Yeah, that was a big ol' fuck-up. So that will close the display case feature for this supplemental episode. The second segment that I'm wanting to put in the podcast is recent DVD acquisitions. I had posted a thread titled this on the Earth2.net forums, and the webmaster Michael David Sims told me it was a great idea, and I've been posting on there several different additions to my collection. Basically, what I'm going to be doing in the recent DVD acquisition segment is just telling everybody what I got recently for DVDs. I finished out my Thundercats DVD collection. I got The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., the complete series. Recently got The Cosby Show, the complete series, the 25th anniversary collection. Let's see what else. I got Witchblade, the complete series, which, it was a good show, but it kind of screwed me up. I kind of lost all understanding of that show for a while. What else did I get? I got, Jesus, I can't think of anything now. Huh. I know if I turn around and look at my DVD shelf, I can think of what I picked up. Oh, I picked up a copy of Dick Tracy from BestBuy.com. I love that movie. I picked up the single disc edition of The Dark Knight, which has no special features whatsoever. I will be going tomorrow. Well, actually, by the time this episode airs on iTunes, I will have already gotten the Steelbook 2-disc edition from FYE. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the recent DVD acquisitions. Something I'm not going to go into, but I will discuss it, is the third option segment called Poetry Corner. Seeing as how I have two books of poetry published, I want to pimp and plug my books of poetry. So I may or may not be doing that, I don't know. The other thing I wanted to talk to everybody about in this supplemental episode is my Christmas list. I am wanting a lot of stuff for Christmas, and if anyone out there wants to get me some of it, that's more than fine. The DVDs I have on my Christmas list are Superman the Animated Series, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Beast Wars, Seasons 1 through 3, and the Beast Machines Complete Series set. I don't have those yet. The other things that are on my list are, let's see here, the OC, the Complete Series, and the Sopranos, the Complete Series. I'm also looking for a new second hard drive for my PC. Prefer a 1 terabyte hard drive. I also need a new video card so I can actually play Need for Speed Undercover. Damn it. I bought this game and I can't even play it because my video card is not compatible. And finally, I love iTunes, so iTunes gift cards are always a plus. That pretty much wraps it up for my Christmas list. Just want to tell everybody, hope they have a good holiday season. And I will be seeing everyone I will be, hopefully, everyone will be hearing my voice December 26th, 2008. It will be the last show of TFG1 before the new year. Seeing as how TFG1 is a fortnightly podcast. If you would like to leave me feedback or contact me, please leave feedback on iTunes. That's the best thing to do, is leave feedback for the podcast on iTunes. The email address for the show is tfg1podcast@gmail.com. When I was on Steve's show, All Things Transformers, in episode 9, I just said tfg1@gmail.com, and that was not correct. The correct address is tfg1podcast@gmail.com. Please email in with any questions or comments or suggestions. I would greatly appreciate it. You can also find me on Twitter. My handle on there is tfg1podcast. The TFG is all capitalized, and then the 1, and then podcast is capitalized, the P. So I hope everyone has a great holiday season. Hope everyone has a great Christmas. I hope Santa brings everybody what they want. I did do a Twitter posting a couple of days ago. I said, "Dear Santa, I want a PS3 and MGS4 for Christmas, and if you don't bring it to me, your fat ass ain't getting no milk and cookies." So hopefully Santa Claus is not listening to this podcast. If you would like to join the PredaconEmpire.com forums, you can do that. Go to PredaconEmpire.com. Their forums are Cafe Spark. Really bunch of friendly people over there. If you would like to join the TFY or the Transformers Week in Review forums, you can do that at TFWire.com. There's a lot of great people over there. Jesse, Spada, Ryan, just a really whole bunch of great people. The other thing is, you can also join Michael David Sims' website, Earth2.net. That is www.earth-2.net. There is a link on the left-hand side of the page. It says forums. Please click it and join the forums. I love the Earth2.net forums. There's a lot of good discussion over there. It's just great. I listen to a lot of their podcasts. Earth2.net, the show, World's Finest Podcast, For Your Ears Only, which is a James Bond-inspired podcast. Bigger on the Inside, which is a Doctor Who podcast, which I must admit I do listen to it sometimes, but not all the time, seeing as how I know nothing about Doctor Who. But overall, it's a great website. I'm actually looking at the forums right now. This is Michael Blanchard with the TFG1 podcast, signing off. See you December 26th.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.